Twins. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. What are twins? Twins are two people or animals that are born together to the same mother. The word twin comes from the ancient Greek word twine, which means two together. There are three kinds of twins: identical twins, fraternal twins, and conjoined twins. Identical twins have the same DNA. This means that a pair of identical twins is always a pair of boys or a pair of girls. Identical twins usually look alike. Fraternal twins don't share the same DNA. They may look alike, although many do not. They can be a pair of boys or girls, or a boy and a girl. Conjoined twins are identical twins who are joined together at a part of their bodies. DNA is the material inside every cell in each living thing that carries instructions for how it will develop. Chapter 2. How twins are created. Fraternal twins, identical twins, and conjoined twins are created in different ways. Singletons. Usually, human mothers have one baby at a time. A single baby is called a singleton. A singleton is created when one of the mother's eggs is fertilized by a sperm from the father. The fertilized egg divides and develops into a baby. Fraternal twins. Fraternal twins are created when a mother produces two eggs at the same time, and each egg is fertilized by a different sperm. This results in two babies that develop together and are born together as twins. The twins may look alike or different. They might be two boys, two girls, or a boy and a girl. About one in every 125 births is a set of fraternal twins. Identical twins. Identical twins are created in a different way from fraternal twins. They start out the same way as singletons, with a single egg being fertilized by a single sperm. The egg then begins to divide. Somewhere between the 4th and 12th day after conception, something different happens to the embryo. Embryo is the name given to the baby at this stage. Instead of the cells of the embryo dividing and staying together, the embryo divides into two separate but identical embryos. These two embryos go on to develop into two separate but identical babies. About one-third of all twins are identical. Conjoined twins. In rare cases, twins are born joined together. The most famous conjoined twins were Chang and Eng Bunker. They were born in 1811 in Thailand, which was known then as Siam. As a result, in the past, conjoined twins were sometimes called Siamese twins. Conjoined twins are very rare. Only about one in every 200 identical twin births results in conjoined twins. In the past, conjoined twins had to spend their lives joined to each other. But nowadays, doctors are sometimes able to separate them. Chapter 3. How identical are identical twins? Identical twins have the same DNA, which means that all the cells in their bodies have the same building blocks. This also means that most pairs of identical twins look the same. A DNA test has to be done to find out for sure if twins are identical. Doctors take a sample of tissue from each twin, usually a swab from the tongue or inside of the cheek, or a sample of blood. The doctors then examine the swab for key DNA features. Although identical twins may be identical in terms of their eye and hair color and the shape of their ears, nose and mouth, there is one big difference between them. Identical twins have different fingerprints. Furthermore, they may start out in life with the same DNA, but twins can change as they grow. For example, one twin may get sick more often than the other, which could make that twin look slightly different. Chapter 4. Mirror Image Twins. Some identical twins are mirror images of each other. This means that they have the same identical characteristics, but as if seen in a mirror. Their hair whirls go the opposite way. One may be left-handed and the other may be right-handed. Mirror image twins occur when the egg from which the twins were originally formed splits in two later than usual. It is usually somewhere between the 4th and 12th day after conception that an embryo will split in two to create identical twins. If the split occurs later, mirror image twins are created. About 1 in 4 sets of identical twins is a mirror image pair of twins. Chapter 5. Nature versus Nurture. For years, scientists have been arguing about whether nature or nurture decides what people turn out to be like. Is it nature, what people are born with, that decides what they will be like? Or is it nurture, what happens to people once they are born, that decides what they will be like? Scientists have been studying twins to see if they can find the answer. Because identical twins start out with the same DNA. Sometimes, twins get separated at birth and grow up in different families and different places. So the nature is the same for both, but the nurture is different. When scientists compare these twins in later life, they sometimes find some surprising results. Jim Springer and Jim Lewis were adopted by two different families at birth. They first met each other again 39 years later and discovered they had a lot in common. Both had been married twice. Their first wives were both named Linda, and their second wives were both named Betty. Each twin had a son. One called his son James Allen, and the other called his son James Allen too. As children, each had a dog called Toy. They even arrived at their first meeting in the same color and make of car. So far, twin studies seem to show that both nature and nurture are important. What we are born with and how and where we live help to shape who we are. Chapter 6. Famous Twins. Legend has it that the city of Rome was founded by the twins Romulus and Remus. TV shows and movies often use identical twins to play the part of a young child. When one of the twins gets tired, the people making the show can carry on with the other twin. If one twin is good at sport, the other is likely to be good too. The War twins, Mark and Steve, both played in the Australian cricket team. The Ever Swindle twins, Caroline and Georgina, are world-class rowers from New Zealand.